Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Welcome as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more.
The Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI, organized and successfully conducted a trade and business mission to Panama from October 16th to 21st, underscoring its commitment to fostering economic growth and strengthening regional and international partnerships for its members in the business sector. This mission served as a pivotal step towards enhancing trade relations and exploring business opportunities for Barbadian enterprises within the dynamic economic landscape of Panama, the key logistics hub in Latin America. The mission, which was organized in collaboration with Pro Panama, Export Barbados, Invest Barbados, the Embassy of Barbados in Panama, and the Barbados Tourism Marketing Inc., brought together a delegation of Barbadian businesses to gain insight into Panama's growing economy. Today's discussion on Let's Talk Business acts as a part two, reviewing this trade mission, shedding light on its successes, and exploring the vast potential for future BCCI-led trade missions.
I'm Michelle Spencer, and today's episode will feature Senior Business Development Officer of Invest Barbados, Adrian Seeley, and Projects Assistant at the Office of Business Development at the UWI Cave Hill Campus, Rosita Spooner.
Let me extend a warm welcome to you both.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
So let's start with what motivated you to participate in this trade and business mission to Panama?
The mission to the Republic of Panama was a timely one for the university, as it fairly closely followed other initiatives we undertook earlier this year to develop closer relations and explore new opportunities to collaborate with the Panamanian businesses and institutions. So our specific goals included identifying potential partners for research collaborations, internship programs, and joint educational programs. We also aim to establish connections that would benefit both our students and faculty, as well as contribute to the university's strategic objective of expanding our international partnerships.
Well, from an Invest Barbados' perspective, given that Invest Barbados is the National Investment Promotion Agency for the government of Barbados and is responsible for attracting, securing, and sustaining international investment for Barbados, well, our main focus is on maximizing Barbados' FDI performance, as well as creating quality jobs and bringing transferable skills and new technologies to the country. Invest Barbados also, with its partners, with other agencies in support of the activities, which can assist local companies in exploring international markets. As such, our main purpose for participating in the trade mission to Panama includes areas such as strengthening the relationships between Barbados and Panama in the area of investment, also in business investment opportunities between Panama and Barbados. Also, it also promoted the potential promotion and collaboration between Panamanian businesses and those alignments with local Barbadian businesses and networking and exploring the partnerships. That was from Invest Barbados' perspective.
What opportunities for educational partnerships did you uncover during the mission?
There are many exciting opportunities for educational partnerships. The university has commenced very productive discussions on collaborative research in areas like aviation logistics and sustainable energy, an area that our Faculty of Science and Technology has several projects in the pipeline. We also strive to ensure that wherever possible, the findings of these important research initiatives are disseminated as widely as possible via traditional and social media, but specifically via the UETV network, which now broadcasts in more than 20 countries, including Panama. KFIL is also discussing student internship possibilities that came out of this mission to Panama, and cultural exchange programs across several disciplines, including our culture, creative, and performing arts programs. One of our priorities is reducing the communication barrier between the two countries, between Panama and Barbados. So in collaboration with the BCCI, we are also organizing a two-week Spanish immersion program in Panama for business persons, students, and other interested persons. So they are actively involved in the Panamanian culture while they are learning the language. So plans for this immersion program are very advanced. And as early as next week, we will start promoting this initiative, which is now scheduled for 19th to 31st May in 2025. So those are just a couple of the areas that we are pursuing that came out of the mission.
I'm sure persons, business persons, and students will be very excited to hear of the upcoming immersion. Will you be able to share any more details with us at this point in time?
Certainly. We are collaborating with the Casco Antiguo Spanish School in Panama to deliver the tuition. The program includes several immersive tours as well. So the tours are not just for sightseeing, but as a student in the country learning the language, you'll be communicating in the language throughout in every activity that you undertake. We have a limit to the number of persons who can participate, so registration should be commenced as early as possible. And we also have several payment options for persons who are interested in participating.
Okay, and what role did Invest Barbados play in facilitating connections for Barbadian businesses in this mission?
Well, I'm particularly pleased with the UE's involvement in this, in the mission, particularly as it relates to business activities in Panama, between Panama and Barbados. And language, to my mind, is absolutely important for business. As we know, business, the language of business is English. But when you come to dealing with countries of Latin America or LATAM, you find that there is a challenge in the, I would say, understanding the differences and these nuances within the language. So having been a student of Spanish myself, it became very comfortable for me to be operating within that environment. So for us at Invest Barbados, we also focus on, because we enter a number of different markets, and sometimes language in the Latin American area becomes important. So having myself spent 6 years within the Latin American community and understanding the nuances of the language, both at the business level and the formal level, and within the context of the average citizen, it became pivotal for to use this opportunity to communicate what are the opportunities that exist between Barbados and Panama, and also working along with the Chamber of Commerce to enhance the opportunities and open new gateways for foreign investment coming into Barbados. Quite recently, Barbados have had the opportunity of landing one Panamanian company that is currently in Barbados right now with a significant presence. So therefore, for us being there, it just reinforced our opportunity to participate in the mission, to look for new further opportunities for Barbados.
Now, outside of the language, has either of you been able to identify any further barriers to investing in Panama or the investing in Barbados?
In terms of barriers, language is not necessarily a barrier between Panama and Barbados, because majority of Panamanians speak English. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it becomes a lot easier to communicate at the business level. You will find at the average level, you may not have that level of English fluency. But there are a number of businesses that Invest Barbados are working towards landing for the country. And we've been speaking to them on a continuous basis. So for us, the opportunities are there. It's just for us to be consistent in the marketplace and promote the, as you will be aware, Barbados already has a double taxation agreement with Panama, which facilitates business between the two countries as a conduit both ways.
Any from you, Rosita?
Yeah, another barrier that I identified really was just getting the opportunity and learning about the Panama business environment. In particular, for me, when I approached this mission I really had no expectations, but I must say that I was surprised at the eagerness with which Panamanian businesses are willing to collaborate with Barbados, and in particular with the university. And for many of the businesses that I spoke with, I did get the impression that they too were not aware of a lot of what is happening in Barbados, a lot of the doors that could be open for them, and vice versa. So I think that awareness of Panama in particular and the Panama business environment, the welcoming business environment, could be explored a bit more in the minds of Barbadians.
Okay. Are there specific skills or knowledge gaps in Barbados that Panama's educational system could help to address?
Yes, I think there are specific areas where the system could complement our own. For example, Panama's expertise in logistics and supply chain management, that could help address knowledge gaps in these areas, informing the university's program development, as well as delivering guest lecturers for our students and facilitating student exchanges. That would be a welcome start to reducing this gap and improving relations between Panama and Barbados. The university has started several levels of discussion with Panamanian businesses and institutions to ensure that it does what it can to bridge this gap and engage in knowledge exchange, technological resource exchange as well, so that the relationship between Panama and Barbados is deepened as much as possible and as quickly as possible.
I know that you've mentioned that there will be the immersive programs, but how can persons become involved in them to grab a hold of these opportunities?
Yes, the University of the West Indies makes it very easy for persons to contact them, especially through the Office of Business Development, which is the office I represent here. The Office of Business Development is the gateway, actually, for corporate Barbados and even students to touch base with to get into other areas of the university. So whether it is for program development or whether you're querying where you should tap into at the university to explore opportunities to engage in business, whether it is for scholarships, internships, the Office of Business Development is the place to start. We can be contacted here at 417-4543.
And how can businesses in Barbados leverage Invest Barbados to maximize the benefits of participating in such trade missions?
Well, it's very easy for persons interested in participating in trade missions. As we said before, we can leverage the connections between the various organizations on the ground, and our trade missions are specific to dealing with the objectives of foreign direct investment into Barbados. Although we are focused on foreign direct investment in order to leverage and promote Barbados, there's also the opportunity for us to participate in missions, outward missions by other organizations. So it's just a matter of for our organizations to participate with us, and we are willing to participate with them in the objectives, the global objectives of Invest Barbados, which means to be able to identify companies of substance and
Well, go ahead, go ahead.
to land them in Barbados.
Okay. So, how do you see education playing a role in fostering stronger trade relationships between these two countries?
Education is critical. Education will build the foundation of mutual understanding and collaboration between Panama and Barbados. And through the many initiatives that CAEFIL campus is now pursuing subsequent to the mission, we are working to create a network of professionals who will be well-versed in the Barbados business environment and the Panama business environment as well, so that this not only enhances trade and business between the two countries, but there is also the potential to drive innovation and economic growth because of the interplay of synergies between the two countries who are both now ready to do business, ready and eager to do business.
Well, I would like to follow on from that by saying that in addition to what has been said, that the that Barbados continues its digital transformation thrust by leveraging technology and improving efficiencies in business processing, which makes it easier for foreign companies and foreign for operations to happen in Barbados. Obviously, Business Barbados is on will streamline the business facilitation in Barbados, which will improve and tailor the supports aimed at fostering the new environment to encourage investment into Barbados, which should be sustainable in the future.
What are some of the long-term goals of Invest Barbados in fostering these trade relationships with Panama and similar markets as well?
And the objectives that we have that we're looking for is to, we want to develop new market research and also to build on the other countries that the double taxation treaty that we currently exist. Obviously, Barbados has approximately 40 double taxation agreements, which offers certainty of and advantages to investors using Barbados as a resident entity to conduct business in the country. So there are a number of opportunities that we have, and we will be building on those strengths going forward. And then we look to use Panama as a gateway to other countries within LATAM, such as Colombia and Mexico, which we also have certain close relationships with, and also Brazil, in the northern part of Brazil, where we are looking at opportunities from within that region as well.
What strategies can Barbados adopt to better position itself in competitive sectors like logistics or energy or education?
Now, the whole area of the digitization comes into play, in that we have to use our offices and ambassadors in those marketplaces to help send a message as to what Barbados has to offer. And being that we are an investment promotion agency, it means that we have to be in the marketplace speaking to the relevant parties in order to ensure that they understand the benefits and the opportunities that exist in Barbados. So it's a matter of sharing the knowledge with them and allowing them to see what Barbados has to offer.
I'd say firstly, investing in education and training programs that align with industry needs. That is essential. At KFIL, we very often consult with our industry partners to hear from them whether the skills and talent we are producing here are relevant to what the industry requires. The business environment changes rapidly, and our faculty and students strive to keep pace with what's going on in the industry. Secondly, fostering relationships with international companies and institutions can expose us to new expertise and technologies. And this is what we were all pursuing ultimately when we participated in the mission to Panama.
What's been the feat? Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, and I just wanted to say that Barbados recognized the importance of repositioning itself in these sectors and had the foresight to tap into the Panama market and provide that entry point for its citizens. And the last point I'd like to make on that is promoting a culture of innovation and entrepreneurship that will also help to drive growth and competitiveness in these sectors. Here at the KFIL campus, we have a competition called Innovate KFIL, a new venture challenge, where we encourage staff to think of ways, innovative and new ways, disruptive ways that can result in cost efficiencies for the campus as well as income generating opportunities. So this is just one of the ways we try to inspire that entrepreneurial spirit, and we reward the competitors for their impactful and innovative business solutions that have the outcomes that we are seeking: enhanced efficiencies, improved technologies, and income generation.
Will such a competition be taken wider than Cable?
We actually did have a word from one local agency, a government agency that was very interested in having a national innovation competition. We did start discussions, and they had intended to execute a competition of that nature. I'm not certain now where they are in terms of the planning and logistics of it, but yes, it is a program that I expect to be happening across the country very soon.
You spoke to the investing in education to cater to the industry needs. When you have examined exactly what the industry needs, what's been that feedback? What are some of the specifics there?
Yes, for that feedback usually would come from roundtable activities that we have with industry partners, or in the company's evaluation of students when they complete an internship. And the one of the most common comments we get is more experience needed. Experience has to start somewhere. And we strive very hard to ensure that by the time our students graduate from the campus, they have had some experience in a business entity that we have arranged. And of course, there's also the government's Give Back program, where every Barbadian student who takes advantage of what we refer to as free education commits to over 100 hours of volunteer work in business entities across Barbados. And there are hundreds of corporations involved in that exercise. So we're trying very hard to make sure that students do take advantage of the opportunity to gain that experience and hone it so that by the time they get into the business world, they are ready to go, they're ready to achieve their goals and make the university proud.
And Adrian, when Panama is looking to Barbados, exactly what are they looking for?
Barbados, from Panama's perspective, we have the opportunity for global education. That is one of the areas that we promote in the industry. Also, there is also the medical area. So we've been working closely with them in terms of research and development in science and biotech as well. In those areas, we are focused on particularly the medical area as well as insurance. Insurance in the sense that we're looking at alternative areas within that sector. So when we speak to the Panamanians, they are looking at Barbados for as a nearshore jurisdiction also to the US markets and other, probably into the European market as well. So there's a number of areas where we can tap into in that sector.
Is what Panama is looking for, what they're looking for, is that different to any other area when they're looking to Barbados?
It's not particularly different, but it is the ease of doing business that makes it easy for them to operate within the environment. Once we provide a platform or playing field that makes it easy for them to operate, that is what they're looking for, because Latin American business tends to be a little bit more challenging in terms of entering different market spaces. So if you use Barbados as a conduit to other jurisdictions using our double taxation treaties, it becomes a lot easier for companies within other jurisdictions to enter other marketplaces using Barbados as a conduit.
And we have many small and medium-sized enterprises in Barbados. What advice would you give to those enterprises considering joining future trade missions?
In terms of that, I would say that they have to set clear objectives on what they wish to achieve from the mission, as well as to do the relevant market research based on their company's needs. Also, to seek out business prospects that are aligned with their products and services and would be the right fit for their business, and prepare to do networking, because if you find that Barbadians companies, they are a bit we are a bit as a people don't like to be out there and speaking in the presence of others. So it would be good to have that opportunity to network and be more focused on what you're looking for within the mission space.
Now, I know that we have education represented, we've had manufacturing. Is there a particular sector that you think might do better in Panama?
Looking outward, trade seemed to be the trade in goods and services, in goods particularly, using the free trade zone. I think that a number of Barbadian businesses, if between the Chamber of Commerce, in Barbados and the chamber in Panama, once we can align ourselves and have the relevant tests done in terms of our products, that they can enter the Panamanian market using the free trade zone, because we recognize that from the statistics, there are not a lot of products going into Panama from Barbados. But however, there is a lot coming out of Panama into Barbados. The trade numbers is an imbalance, and I would like to see a lot more of the local products going into Panama, and what they can do is to stage and produce those products within the free zone so that they can enter directly into the Panamanian market.
I'd also like to say to the small and medium-sized enterprises, because as a university, it is so very possible that sometime very soon we're interacting with these same businesses. So I'd just like to, in terms of considering joining future trade missions, just seize the opportunity to participate. It is so very, very invaluable. These missions provide insights into new markets that you wouldn't otherwise normally have a chance to see. And they also help to build strategic partnerships and open doors to potential business opportunities. So you may be here in Barbados located and thinking, where do I go next? If there's a trade mission that you can be a part of, take advantage of that. Go into it with clear objectives. Be open to learning and actively engage with potential partners. I know we spoke earlier about persons being a bit timid when it comes to interacting outside of our comfort zone, but it's going to be very, very important to be able to do that, because the connections and knowledge that can be gained from such a mission can enhance your business's growth as well as its competitiveness. And after the mission, that's where the real work begins, following up on all the potential opportunities that you created in Panama or wherever the mission is. You need to be able to follow up on those vigorously until they can be expanded no further. Because after you leave that mission, it is up to you to be proactive and engage with those persons again once you return home, and not wait on them to contact you.
Well, that's a good plea to end on. We heard last week that you cannot afford to do business by sitting at a desk. So we encourage everyone to get up and to be a part of it. I want to thank you both for participating today.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Business as we review the trade and business mission to Panama with Senior Business Development Officer of Invest Barbados, Adrian Seeley, and Projects Assistant with the Office of Business Development at the UWI Cave Hill Campus, Rosita Spooner. I'm Michelle Spencer. Have a great day.
That's it for another edition of Let's Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Join us again next time as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more.